This is St. Louis Public Radio. President Donald Trump's proposed budget for 2018 would eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities, two key arts funders. That's upset arts administrators, artists, and patrons in St. Louis, where local institutions will feel the cuts. Willis Ryder Arnold reports on two organizations affected in different ways.
The critically acclaimed jazz opera Champion by world-renowned trumpeter Terrence Blanchard opened at the Kennedy Center in the nation's capital last month.
What makes a man the man he
is? Hailed as a tipping point in contemporary opera, the project was commissioned with funds from the National Endowment for the Arts. Without the funding, Champion wouldn't exist. 4 years ago, the piece was composed, created, and debuted as part of St. Louis's Opera Theater. Here's theater director Timothy O'Leary.
When we create new operatic works, we get the chance to engage with the issues that are most meaningful to our own times, these issues of identity and prejudice and our common humanity across religious or racial or ethnic differences.
For O'Leary, Champion's a great example of why the NEA matters. The funding starts small, in St. Louis, but creates art that finds a national stage and attracts the most diverse crowd the national opera's seen in two decades.
We are essentially connecting in a way that I think is self-evident to anyone who attends either our performances or the performances of any arts organization that are presenting the new and the old next to each other. That juxtaposition makes it so clear that humanity, the essence of what makes us human, endures.
Opera Theater is a $10 million organization, losing the $83,000 it received on average annually from the NEA for the last 5 years won't kill it. But support from the NEA helps raise the money that keeps it alive.
Anytime we are able to make the argument to our St. Louis supporters that what they know and love and support is valued by the broader American arts community, we find this has an exceptional power in rallying support.
James McAnally and his partner Bree aren't so lucky. Last year, they were awarded $25,000 for their work with the Luminary Center for the Arts on Cherokee Street. Losing that funding might mean losing the Luminary.
The loss of the NEA funding, we have to understand how we stay open. I mean, it's really that concrete for us, that we have to replace those funds in order to keep the lights on.
The Luminary exhibits contemporary art. They bring nationally recognized artists to St. Louis and are deeply invested in elevating leading local artists. Their $200,000 budget is a fraction of opera theaters. Like many small groups, the NEA is their single largest funder.
Yeah, I think the cuts to the NEA, like so many of the cuts that have been proposed, will really affect the most vulnerable first. And I think that within the scale and scope of budgets, you'll see small organizations go away.
So advocates for the arts, like McAnally, hope people step up to defend the organizations they love. He and others have a message for people that want to support the arts.
Call your representatives and congressmen.
Contact your representative, your senator.
Congress will vote on the president's proposed budget later this year. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.